Southeast Alaska's largest tribal organization has applied to the federal government to put 7 parcels in downtown Juneau into a federal trust. That would make the land tribally sovereign and could exempt it from some local laws. KTOO's Jacob Resnick explains.
For decades, the federal government had prevented Alaska Native tribes from putting their lands into trust. But a court decision last year overturned the so-called Alaska exemption, opening up new opportunities for tribal sovereignty that mirrors Indian country in the lower 48. The Juneau-based Central Council of Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska is nearly at the end of this process. Its application calls for putting 7 downtown parcels into a federal trust. The land includes the Andrew Hope Building and surrounding parking on what was once a summer village inhabited by the Ok Tlingit.
We have really no plans to really get into any kind of big ventures there or anything. It's going to stay a parking lot. You know, in fact, we need more parking, not less. So, you know, we're not going to see us throw up a 5-story shopping center or something like that.
That's Richard Peterson, the Central Council's president. He said putting land into trust would be a milestone and make the tribe eligible for more federal grants. So far, only 1 other Alaska tribe has completed the process, and the issue remains controversial.
When land goes into trust under these circumstances, it removes regulatory authority over the parcels.
That's Juneau City Attorney Amy Mead. She says there are complex issues here. Tribal sovereignty can affect anything from local zoning to police and fire coverage.
And those issues need to be worked out before the city can take a position. We really don't know what Central Council's position is with respect to how we're going to coexist.
But Peterson says the tribe plans to work all that out for the city.
We want to have an agreement so that we have law enforcement. We certainly are worried about fire protection, so we want to talk to them about what that means.
The public comment period set by the Bureau of Indian Affairs is slated to expire May 5th. The city has asked for a 30-day extension. Mead says the law requires the Juneau Assembly to deliberate in an open meeting, and scheduling that takes time.
These are very new in Alaska, so we're doing the best we can trying to find our way through this process.
Peterson says the city's appeal to slow down the process hasn't created acrimony.
You know, I understand their desire to want a little extra time to make sure they can take a look at things. You know, I don't think we have really any opposition to that.
A ruling by the Bureau of Indian Affairs over the city's request for more time is expected within the week. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.